Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes.
Welcome back, 17th of the hour. Thank you very much. Hanging out with you, thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Dr. Marilyn Singleton is our guest, and she is a board-certified anesthesiologist, a physician extraordinaire, and she is a very accomplished person in the work that she does in keeping up with things that are going on in the world, especially in the area of healthcare and current events. And she joins us on a regular basis on the show. I'll talk about other things, but her visit today is around Black History Month. We've asked her to join us and to give us her thoughts on this month. And Marilyn, one of the things that I wonder about, I was alive during the time that Dr. Martin Luther King was in his heyday, you could say. I remember the day he was shot. I wonder, and I'd like your thoughts on this. I wonder if he were alive today, if he had never been shot, if he'd been allowed to live to, I guess he'd be in his 90s now, if he were still alive today, like some of his followers are, if he were alive today, do you think that that race relations in America would be different than they are now, if we'd had his guiding hand on this?
I honestly think so. Some of the folks that were involved in that movement, of course, went on to change directions and become more loudmouthed than people who looked like they actually wanted to solve problems.
And grievance course, merchants. He was not a grievance merchant.
Exactly. Not at all. And granted, so much depends on one's oratory skills, and there's no question that he was a master, but it seemed like what he had to say, he was actually living, that people are people, and all we want to do is be treated like people. Frederick Douglass years ago had said people, and this was in the mid-1800s, and people asked, what should we do with the Negro? And he said, I say we do nothing. Just leave us alone and give us. And that was more Martin Luther King.
Yeah.
Don't give me anything special. Just leave me alone and don't put your foot on me.
He certainly,
I'll be fine.
He certainly didn't give any indication that it was a business for him. Like Al Sharpton. I mean, my God, he's just made a living being a so-called celebrity and merchandising grievance and victimization and class warfare and that sort of thing. But I also wonder what you think Dr. Martin Luther King would have said to the black community, not just to the rest of us about how we all get along with each other, but what do you think his instruction, what do you think his counsel would have been to the black community over the last 40 or 50 years in making progress themselves? What do you think?
Respect yourself. Bring back the family. Look at the deterioration of the family over the years and the whole idea of calling each other the N-word all the time and that whole baggy pants look like a hoodlum and all this nonsense, that if you don't respect yourself, what do you expect other people to do?
Mm-hmm.
Value education. Don't call people bougie and other derogatory names trying to be white just for going to school. All these things, where did these attitudes come from? They're just so different from the 50s when
it's the wages
really,
it's the
really
wages of the great society, isn't it, Marilyn? Aren't you talking about the wages of the Great Society?
I don't want to be called a racist. You know, if you say the Great Society and welfare started this, but it certainly helped break up the family.
It did, because the policies literally were anti-family, weren't they?
I mean, they couldn't have any trappings of a man in order to get some welfare for your kids, so you had to throw the man out of the house. Mm-hmm. And to me, that was just backwards. People fall on hard times. So anybody, men, women, children, can use that extra money, extra boost to get themselves back.
Why haven't the followers of Dr. Martin Luther King, any of them that I can tell, picked up his mantle and picked up his cross and continued to carry it forward with the same level of honesty as he did? Why did we lose that when he died?
I wish I had the answer to that, and I don't know.
It's a question that needs to be asked, isn't it?
Absolutely, and I think about that all the time. People who they say are civil rights icons and were in the fight. Yes, they were. Well, stay in the fight, but stay in the fight the right way. Mm-hmm. That black person is victim, to me, is old, and it's old news, because our ancestors certainly didn't act like victims. How would they have ever escaped slavery, mm-hmm, if they just sat around in the corner and did nothing?
We have to get redevoted to honesty all across, on both sides, if we're going to solve this, aren't we, Marilyn?
That's right, but you can't have an honest discussion if somebody opens the discussion with, oh, you're white, so
right,
you're a racist.
Yeah, therefore you're racist. Quick break, right back with Dr. Marilyn Singleton, ladies and gentlemen. She's one of our great members of our Brain Trust, and a board-certified physician. After the break, Tin Tail, I'm going to get her last thoughts on Black History Month.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.